Could Yantif, could Yantif. In these final moments of Rav Shlomo Yartzeit's, of Rav Shlomo's Yartzeit, I'm going to share with you a story that's close to my heart and has a nice, loving, kind lesson for us to take away with. Shlomo, of course, used to tell this story. So, there's a father, and unfortunately his son was very sick, and what do you do when your son's really sick? You go to the Rebbe. So he went to Rav Yitzchak Mivorker, who's known as an amazingly holy man, who didn't speak much. And he goes to the Rebbe. And the Vorker Rebbe says, I'll pray. I'll daven my heart. And he davens. And he comes back and he says, I'm so sorry. The decree has been sealed. The gates of heaven are closed. There's nothing I can do right now. And the father goes on his way with his horse, sadly trotting, heading back to his son. And then suddenly, half hour later, he hears the horse galloping back towards him. And with it is the Rebbe. And he says, Rebbe, what are you doing here? And he says, I'm so sorry. The Rebbe says, listen, maybe I could have prayed. But even if the gates of heaven were closed, I could have cried with you. And they sat there and they cried for a very long time. And after they cried, and the Vorker cried more than the father, the Vorker says, wait, do you have some wine with you? And the father says, yes, of course. Gotta have a spare bottle of wine. Let's make a l'chaim. Why? The gates of heaven have been opened up in the merit of our crying. I like to think of that story sometimes. And last night, I was at the grave, at the kever of Rav Shlomo. And I was thinking about that story, and a little bit just crying with Rav Shlomo. He was a person who knew how to, he had pain in his life, but he knew how to be there for others in his time of pain. And I just felt that loving, empathetic connection that Rav Shlomo had. And so, your practical takeaway from this beautiful story is that the next time someone comes to you in pain, the greatest gift you can give that person is not to try to solve their problem, but just to sit there and cry with them, really feel their pain a little bit, and that is already half the solution. So you should have a beautiful rest of the yard site. If you're in Eretz Yisrael or you're in America, you should take advantage of the time of prayer. The gates of heaven are open. The light of Rav Shlomo is shining down into the universe, his love, his loving kindness. And may Hashem bless us with everything that we're yearning for. And may He bless us with a year full of loving kindness and a day where we really make the world a better place. Good Yontif, good Shabbos. From Tzvat. Have a great day.